Jesus is Jehovah, chapter 7. Jehovah Jesus, the Lawgiver. Let us now notice another striking identification of Jehovah with Jesus. We refer to his being the one who spoke at Sinai. Note how carefully the Word of God identifies the speaker on Sinai with the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord, Jehovah, descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord, Jehovah, came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord, Jehovah, said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord, Jehovah, to gaze, and many of them perish. Exodus 19, verses 18 to 21. And from the New Testament, Ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness, and darkness, and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, but ye are come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escaped who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Hebrews 12, verses 18 to 26. The above quotation from Hebrews 12 positively identifies Jesus as the one whose voice then shook the earth, referring to Exodus 19, verse 18. The whole mount quaked greatly. There it was the Lord, Jehovah. But the epistle to the Hebrews tells us it was Jesus. Yes, Jesus is Jehovah,